ارزش‌ها و صفاتی که انسان احترام می‌گذاره، همه این ارزش‌ها در علی ابن ابی طالب جمعه.
Human in general, whether a Muslim, non-Muslim, or even a disbeliever, respect the values present in the character of Ali ibn Abi Talib.
لا يقيم أمر الله سبحانه إلا من لا يصانع ولا يضارع ولا يتبع المطامع.
Imam Ali عليه الصلاة والسلام, the reason we love him as our hero, or not only in the material sense, in the spiritual sense, in the leadership sense.
Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, the programs To My Brother, and I'm your host, Mahdi. We're talking about the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. Please stay with us. Imam Ali alayhi salam, the most distinguished and extraordinary personality in Islam after the Holy Prophet Muhammad. His entire life is a struggle for the advancement of Islam, the universal religion prescribed by Allah for all of humanity. Imam Ali alayhi salam was the living miracle raised up by the Holy Prophet Muhammad himself, and was not only the successor and the executor of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, but as history testifies, he was also a great human being, a brave defender of Islam, a just and fair judge, a generous philanthropist, a champion of the people, and the most pious person of his time.
Assalamu alaikum, dear brothers and sisters in faith. Welcome to this segment of To My Brother, I'm Muhammad. And today, I'm going to read to you an aphorism of Imam Ali from Nahjul Balagha. Before that, let's go ahead and listen to the Arabic words, and after that, I'm going to read you the English translation. Stay with us.
قال أمير المؤمنين علي عليه السلام: يوم المظلوم على الظالم أشد من يوم الظالم على المظلوم.
Amir al-Mu'mineen Ali alayhi salam said, "The day of the oppressed over the oppressor will be severer than the day of the oppressor over the oppressed."
Welcome back, dear friends. It's a blessing to have you with us. This is IRIB English Radio, the programs To My Brother, and we were discussing the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam. One of the great lessons which we learn, dear friends, from the truly universal persona of Imam Ali is this concept of bravery, courage, and valor. Truly, in today's age, we find that bravery, courage, valor, manliness, if you will, is something that is rarely seen on the global level. For some reason, especially when we look towards the leaders of certain countries across the world, we find that they are rude, arrogant, mean, lowly, and cowards. How we wish we would live in an age where the leaders of countries were brave and valorous, they were honorable and noble. We find that Imam Ali alayhi salam in his time was the most valorous man. But not only was he brave and courageous, he was also humble and pious. The valorous men of the time, too, have learned the lessons of courage and bravery from Imam Ali alayhi salam, to whom they are truly indebted. We find that on the day of the Battle of Uhud, the archangel Jibra'il, Gabriel, descended from the heavens crying out, "There is no man more valorous than Ali, and no sword sharper than Dhulfiqar. La fata illa Ali, la saif illa Dhulfiqar." Valor, dear friends, courage and bravery, yes, it can be shown on the battlefield. But when we look at the traditions of Imam Ali alayhi salam, at the ahadith of Imam Ali alayhi salam, we find that the highest form of bravery and courage is to be found when one fights one's own sins. Truly, the fiercest battle that an individual has is the battle with himself in order to fight off the evil insinuations of the shayateen, the devils amongst the men and the jinn. And so valor and bravery in today's time is shown when one fights oneself to remain on the path of the good and the righteous. A profound lesson brought to us all by the universal persona of Imam Ali alayhi salam.
You for the protection of the day when property will not avail, nor sons except he who comes with a heart free from evil. And I ask you for protection on the day when the unjust one will bite his hands, saying, "Oh, would that I had taken away with the messenger." For protection on the day when the guilty shall be recognized by their marks, so they shall be seized by the forelocks and the feet.
يوم لا يجزي والد عن ولده ولا مولود هو جاز عن والده شيئا إن وعد الله حق.
And I ask you for protection on the day when a father shall not give any satisfaction for his son, nor shall the child give any satisfaction for his father. Surely the promise of Allah is true.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.
Now we invite you to listen to Brother Hassanain Rajab Ali.
You find it, by the way, Imam Ali alayhi salam, this will that he gives to his son. It's a long will, but I've just extracted a few verses from it for you and I to get the feeling that if anybody who doesn't know him, and those of us that know him, should understand the quality of this man, that a great fighter he was, indomitable. He kills Marhab, splits him in half, cuts the legs of Amr ibn Abu Wud, and he defeats every person in the battlefield. No man could even touch him. Even Wahshi, who killed Hamza, was afraid of Imam Ali, terrified of him. He said, this man is in connection with God. Yet in his salah, he was the best. Imam Zain al-Abidin, when people said, your knees are buckling, oh, Sayyid al-Sajideen. Imam says, I am ashamed. He said, why are you ashamed? He said, my grandfather was better. My grandfather's sujood was better than mine. Though he's an imam. Awwaluna Muhammad, wa awsatuna Muhammad, wa akhiruna Muhammad, wa kulluna Muhammad. Yet look at the humbleness. They say Imam Ali alayhi salam's prayer was such of high caliber that the Sufis of today, those who follow the tariqas and the mathnavis in different places where the spiritual domain is in the esoteric world, unfortunately many have disconnected from Ahlul Bayt. Some of them have disconnected from the Qur'an. The two heavy things that Allah left us with, they disconnected. But they found the spiritual world, which Imam Ali displayed in his activities when he was talking to his Lord, was so beautiful and sweet. They decided to emulate that part. Even at that level, you find it's Imam Ali who's the father of all the Sufis. You go back to any Sufi school of thought, you will see that their master was Amir al-Mu'mineen, Ali ibn Abi Talib, alayhi salatu wasalam. What a lesson for you and I. That today the world loves him and hates him. But Imam Ali alayhi salam is also showing us the quality that you and I should follow. Look at his wisdom.
Listeners, we hope you enjoyed this episode of To My Brother. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. We leave you in Allah's care. Bye for now.